What's good, everybody? It's your boy Bees,
the big dog Dre Day, and the Bitty.
And today we're being joined on this episode by our special guest.
Yeah.
None other than Queen Say What I Feel. Hey, y'all.
What's going on?
Hold on, girl. You hey, good?
Y'all. I'm very good. I'm so happy to be here, for real.
We're happy to have you here, man. This is like a big thing. Like,
I'm making motherfucking history in this
video. Watch out now. Drop one of Clue's bombs for Tay right now, man.
Damn right.
Got no time for y'all niggas half-stepping. She ready.
Listen, I got my motherfucking tea bag, okay? Right the fuck now, and I'm getting ready to have this shit happen.
Right the fuck now.
All the profanities that you finna hear.
Hey, man. Hey, look. So, I mean, this is Queen Say What I Feel, but I know her personally, y'all, so I'm going to call it.
We know her personally.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. We know her personally.
Mm-hmm. We've been all knowing each other for a long-ass time, for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, man. So, Tay, man, like, I remember when you were in high school band camp at Cookman. Like,
Cue the music.
Hey, I remember a long, long time ago.
Oh, my God.
Hey, but no, seriously. Man, it's been a pleasure knowing you, and I said all that to say that, like, I'm gonna be going in and out of calling you Queen Say What I Feel, and Tay, so y'all just roll with me. It's gonna be all three.
Yes, sir.
Pronouns and shit.
Hey, so look, Tay, we just gonna open it up right off the bat.
Okay.
Cosby got 3 to 10 years in state prison.
Three to ten. That's a very interesting gap.
Isn't
3 to 10.
Like, that just seems 3 to 10. Irregular.
Like, oh, we going to jail, but you may not really be going to jail.
Exactly. Like, it reminded me of, like, a rapper sentence. Like, you know, like, I don't understand why they couldn't say 5 to 10 or what. I mean, 3 sounds like it's a maybe. So.
Yeah, man. Hey, and then I just heard he just got transferred to maximum security.
Oh, shit. They better put him in maximum security, because they don't fucking play in them prisons with, you know, pedophiles, molesters, like rapists,
yeah,
whatever.
His kind,
okay? He ain't that long.
We don't take kindly to your kind around.
And I was just looking at the person that reps him, right? And he was talking about they crucified Jesus. And it was like, well, I'm not trying to compare Cosby to Jesus, but
yes, you are.
But what was the point of your leading statement?
Yes, you are. You're comparing Cosby to Jesus.
Like, no, and then he was like, you know, this is a racial, you know, this is a highly racial profile case or whatever. I'm just like, listen, this. I don't care what you say. Ain't all those women gonna say that, and that junk is not true. Like, and then the man is showing no remorse over there, throwing his head back any chance you get to see him. So ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, no lie. When he went to court this last time, I swear I was waiting for him to throw his head back. Like,
this man here,
he should have did it. I mean, he knew he was going to prison.
He's
bro, so he might as well.
He might as well
threw his head back for the culture one time. For the second time.
Give us a quick little meme or something.
I feel like there are just so many levels to this. Like, one, I think he only got convicted on like one count.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how many women there were, but there were a lot. I think they all did that photo shoot like a few years ago. So like, you only got one count, which is a slap on the wrist, and then you admitted to doing most of that, if not all of it. Like, he literally came forward and he said that, and then you still got people saying, okay, well, what's up with Matt Lauer? Okay, well, what's up with Bill O'Reilly? All these people. It's like, yo, this is not about them. Like, y'all are trying to make this a black versus white thing.
Yeah.
Where, like, the commonality is that all of them niggas was wrong.
Yeah,
like, true.
So, just as Matt Lauer and Bill O'Reilly are deserving of what they get, you know, in being, you know, prosecuted and things like that, or persecuted, rather. Like, Bill Cosby deserves that shit, too. So, like, you kind of invalidate, like, the fact that Bill Cosby did this shit and deserves more jail time than the little slap in the wrist that he got. So, like, I'm not cool with that, man.
Hey, man, I mean, and everybody else, this is how you got to do it. It's 2018, so you always got to be politically correct and cover every background. You got to be like, I'm not saying that Cosby shouldn't go to jail for what he did.
But backpedal.
What I'm saying is, everybody else, these white people should get the exact same treatment as Cosby gets. getting. If he go to jail, they should go to jail.
It's too. Just kind of like for the women that had to deal with that. It just kind of puts like a shadow over their shit. Like these women have dealt with years of trauma, years of just I've talked to people that have been raped, like women, and that junk never leaves you. It never leaves you. And for y'all to make this a race issue, like, let's focus on the race issues when they're race issues, but when this is a sexual assault issue, let's focus on that. Like, let's not try to make this a double entendre, and let's just focus on one thing at a time. If these women are feeling that way, don't invalidate their feelings or invalidate the truth by bringing up another thing that has nothing to do with what's going on.
Did y'all hear these words she's using? Double entendre and shit? She came through the podcast with these big words. She ain't got time for y'all small vocabulary, okay?
Big word to you, Dre. It's a big word to you.
Chill out, bro. Chill out, bro. We all on different levels. Let's just acknowledge where I'm at in my life, okay? And let's move on. Goddamn, that's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah, man, but... I guess justice was served to an extent, but at the same time, it's like 3 years, bro. And some people feel like, yo, because they offered him 3 to 10, that he might even get off.
Yeah.
Like,
somebody said he was like, he might do 2.
Yeah, right, because of the money that he has and because of this, you know, this fame and the status or whatever. It's messed up, man. It's a huge slap in the face to those women. It is, man.
Hey, do y'all think he got a lot left, though? You think he got a lot of time left on this earth, though? Like,
I do.
Yeah, you think so?
I don't think he... I mean, he old, but I don't think he, like, not function. I really think he got time.
I mean, the brother's still kind of swift. You see the Cosby Challenge, man? He was whipping that neck. Whipping that neck back, man. I don't know, dog.
I think he has that persona. That persona just portraying, like, he's... like unaware, try to look kind of docile for people, but that's Cosby. Like, he know what the fuck going on. Like, yeah, that's Cosby. Nice. Like, that's a smart man. He's a smart. He has to make sure that he's keeping a figure that's not looking like he just don't give a fuck. Like, looking just want to get the sympathy of being an older person. That could be his motive. I'm not sure, but what I'm saying is like. Of course, he's not going to be out here looking like all vital and stuff because.
last question on this. Do y'all think. Are y'all still going to watch, like, Cosby Show in a Different World and all that
stuff? Damn right.
I am definitely watching A Different World.
See, no, so
I don't have to see him. I don't have to see him on.
No, see.
What do you mean? So, I don't have to see him.
On the Cosby Show?
On A Different World is what I said. I'm going to watch A Different World. I don't watch The Cosby Show. Haven't watched it for years. But A Different World, I grew up watching that. And I still watch it now. And I don't have to see him. And I feel like at some point there was like a shift in production. Like Debbie Allen started to produce A Different World later on. Cosby wasn't still in, you know, say he wasn't still in that. So
these
again,
loopholes.
You suck your teeth.
These loopholes.
Yeah, you suck your teeth, nigga. I'm watching A Different World.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I care. I understand the justification or whatever. But my thing is, I'm watching it. It's more than Bill Cosby. I'm watching The Cosby Show, too. I'm sorry.
Hey, look. So now, are you still listening to R. Kelly?
No.
Why not? What the hell?
Because you get to choose.
Exactly.
You do. Everybody
R. Kelly is one person. Cosby Show is a movement.
Man. Hey, Bump and Grind is a movement. I don't care what y'all
say. I mean, I get that.
The happy people, Step in the Name of Love is a goddamn movement. Y'all can't argue with that.
It's not a movement.
Yes, it is.
Step in the Name of Love ain't made the impact as The Cosby Show and as A Different World. Like,
a different world.
Two different levels.
Depending on who you ask and how many cups you had. Yes, it has. You get.
You just talking about baby making music and dancing and shit. Like,
yeah. It depends on how many cups you had. You can argue that Bump and Grind and Step in the Name of Love has had just as much impact as The Cosby Show in A Different World.
That's I can't argue that ever. Who could
argue
that?
That's all I'm saying. There we go. All I'm saying, G.
Anyway, bro, I got a very random question, bro.
As always.
So, have y'all ever, like, dined and dashed?
Bruh, I don't take part in illegal activities. Nope.
I've never done that.
No,
y'all are never.
So obviously, you're the only heathen in the group. Let's talk about.
No, I'm just. Of course. I didn't say. Oh, of course. Dang, of course.
You're the only heathen in the group, bro.
Bro, so let me tell y'all,
what's
like
the backstory.
I'm implicated, but it wasn't even like. You know what I'm saying?
How
like,
many years ago was this? Because the statute of limitations might or might not be up on this, bro.
I was a sophomore in college.
I think you'd be good, you know.
So listen, let me tell you about how these women, they oh, were,
it was
yes,
their
I'm
fault.
Putting it on y'all.
It was their
it
fault.
It was all on y'all.
The power of the
on y'all. Y'all really, listen, so I'm out with my sister and my ex, you know, my girlfriend at the time,
okay.
Right? So we chilling, right? Had a few drinks, we had food, ate well. It's time to pay the tab, but the waitress hasn't come around for a little minute. And my sister just gets a bright idea, like, yo, we should dine in there. We should just leave. And I'm like, no, y'all.
you're the responsible one.
I was actually being responsible. I said, no, y'all. Like, we're not going to do this. We're in the middle of this huge casino. It's complex. There's security cameras everywhere. We're not going to do this. In fact, I pay for most of it. Like I get three fourths of the tab if we just
most
know what I'm
of it, y'all. Just don't
relax.
Do this, man. Don't do this.
Dog, my sister's like, no, we're going. And then my girlfriend at the time, who was pretty like sadiddy, kind of bougie, like didn't really expect her to go along with my sister. She's like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, well, you're supposed to be the one. You're supposed to be the voice of reason. You're supposed to support me. She's like, let's do it. They back up. They pull out their chairs and they take off like, you know, like this nice little, you know, the run walk. You know, you've done the run walk before. Like they hitting it towards the exit. And I'm like, okay, well, the thing is if I stay, I got to pay for all of it.
What, but why, as a man, why you ain't going to pay for it, King?
Okay. First of all, I wasn't a whole man yet. I was still in college.
Okay,
all
right.
I was broke. I was broke as shit.
All right.
So I ain't have it to like just front that bill. So I was like, you know, you just suck your teeth, you put your head down,
like,
and you just...
like, man, I wasn't gonna do it, but man, I might as well, man.
Yo, I take off, and at this point, I'm running because I'm the last one there.
Right.
I'm scared of shit.
You don't want most likely to get caught.
Exactly. Right. Big and black. Right. Running. Right. I'm running. I get down the escalator and I see police sirens.
Oh, snap.
And they outside the car. I'm like, oh, shit, the jump out boys then got me. I'm going down. I'm about to go down over some chicken tenders. Oh, goddamn.
Four tours pull up. Yeah. Everybody ran.
So I stop and I kind of like, I guess, like gather everything that's going on and they like arrested somebody else. Like, this has nothing to do with what I'm doing. So
boy.
I'm like, eat. I had to cut to the right, and I slid, bro. And listen, to this day, I still don't go to that restaurant. Like,
Burger, they got
like,
your picture. They waiting on
pictures,
you.
They got our pictures up in their business. These niggas dipped out on their chicken tenders 10 years ago, dog.
Hey, and with the price of inflation, chicken was high as hell that year. So we gonna get this money back.
Oh, my God.
Y'all gonna come watch these dishes,
man.
Goddamn.
I'm sorry. Hey, I appreciate y'all letting me tell my Charlie Murphy's Hollywood story.
What did the five niggas say to the face?
Hey, for real, man. No, but seriously, man, if you out here dining and dashing, man, change your life.
Right, like at this point in your life?
At this point.
What's the cutoff age for dining and dashing? Like, what you think?
I thought it was a high school thing. I thought it was like...
When he said sophomore, I was like...
Uh-oh, she just,
I thought you leveled up, King. Like, you still doing that? You still doing that in college? Yeah, man, but.
Yeah, that's high school.
That's why, hey, so is like using sex dolls high school? Like, for men, I'll say.
That's like an old man, old white man thing.
Old white man? So, so not only can black people not go to counseling and therapy, but we can't have sex dolls either? Tay, queen?
Oh, don't.
Huh?
Don't.
I'm just asking a question. I'm
just
trying to see.
It's a joke. I mean, I'm sure every demographic uses them, but I think sex toys, like sex dolls, like the actual dolls, do these dolls get, like, wet and stuff?
You asked somebody, I don't know. Bees, you got experience, bro?
I do not.
Hey, I want to say,
because when I think
both of y'all can relax. But yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna assume that these dolls don't lubricate themselves.
Or like a button you could put.
They're robots. But like you mentioned different demographics, and it's actually funny. Like the most recent doll that they released, they're like different colors.
Oh,
like,
shit.
It's just the butt part. Like you don't get the whole doll. Just the butt. It's just the ass, and it's just like tooted.
Ain't no front.
Tooted.
Ain't no. It's just the ass. It's different
ass.
Colors. They got all the flavors to it. I'm like, dog, they really trying to get niggas.
Hey, they got 32 flavors of pre-tooted ass.
Bro. And I swear to you, like the name, don't quote me, but the name is something like Big Black Ass or Big White Ass. It's like, I'm like, y'all. So like, are dudes really out here like getting it in with these dolls? Like, I mean, masturbation has been around since the beginning of time. Like, that ain't enough. You need this whole fake ass.
The fake tooted ass. Make sure
it's
you say
too
tooted.
Much to get some regular pussy. It's just too much for them. Like, man, they might as well just have that at home.
Hey, y'all be talking about dudes too much to deal with, man. They say, look, I ain't trying to deal with her attitude. I ain't trying to take her out to eat. Just because I gotta go eat first, and for her to not know what she want when we get there.
And she always asks me to cash half her money, man. I'm tired of that.
It's a lot.
Niggas, I can just go buy some pre-tooted ass and have me a nice night.
I understand the idea behind it. Shit, get how you live.
I guess.
That is interesting, but nah, I'm not out here. But if y'all are out here doing that, man, hey, live your best life, man. If that's the very best that you can do.
Okay.
Hey, live your best life.
I'm sorry. I'm not about to condone that shit. That is not the best you can do. Listen to me, Young King. That is not the best you can do. You can do better. I need you to go look yourself in the mirror. Recognize who you are, okay? When you look in the mirror, you see pride. You see power. You see a badass mother that don't take nothing from nobody. Go get.
Hey, if you're listening to this, what movie is
what
that?
What movie is that? You got to
let
me know.
What movie is that from?
And you better be right. You better be right. That's all I'm saying.
Damn, they got whole ass sex toys. Sex dolls.
Yo, they got whole ass ass.
Whole ass.
I like saying pre-tooted ass, so I'm going to keep saying pre-tooted ass.
Pre-tooted?
Pre-tooted
ass. Pre-tooted and pre-booted.
Hey, listen. So, 2018, I think it started in 2017, but 2018 is like the year of, and I really wish women would have kept going with this, but the Time's Up hashtag joint, I really wish women would have kept going, men's time is up, it's women's time to take over and all this other stuff. And along with like taking over in sports and all that other stuff, women have really been like embracing their sexuality lately. Have y'all been noticing that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've noticed it since, well, a long time ago, but 2015. Yeah.
I'm late to the party. Like it's like.
Yeah, but it's a real like it's a peak. It's at a peak. Now I want to say a peak because it could continue, but it's at an all time high right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a thing. Like women are out here making moves. They're scheduling their appointments. They getting it in.
Yeah.
And it's like
dick appointments is a whole category on YouTube.
Yeah. For real.
Like get ready
on YouTube
for my dick appointment. Yeah. And you watch
YouTube.
And look, and look, they ain't staying the night.
Nope.
And then they bounce it. And they may not text you the next morning. Like, they may not text you the day after that. And it's because they don't want nothing else from you, nigga.
It is what it is.
They don't want nothing else. Like, it's kind of like, damn.
Hey, bro.
Like,
That's why I'm laughing, bro. Because I'm like, at first when we started talking about this, it was like, they setting appointments and they not texting you back. And I'm like, dang, if I was single, that sound like the life. But I was like, knowing the real nigga, you'll expect that. And they don't text you back. And you all curled up in the fetal position. Wondering why your phone ain't ringing.
And don't let them come through and knock you out.
Right.
Like, straight put you to sleep. And then the next morning, you don't wake up to that test, you're like, well, what's up?
What's I mean, up? Like, I thought we had something.
Yo. These motherfuckers don't be responding like that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. Hey, man, that's how
y'all do not, they be not looking for an old text back the next day.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying, but it's like, it's almost like the roles have reversed. That's like, literally, thing, time though. Is time is up. Like, it's like, yeah. we're about to give y'all some of y'all have been giving us for, you know, yeah. for some time now. So yeah.
I love crazy, it. It's so man. Good. Like, just that power over your own body, your emotions, your actions, like that is good for women. Like, we've been giving everybody our power, even mm-hmm. our children. It's time for us to just take back everything that is ours and move accordingly. That's a good thing.
So are there different kind of women who are like embracing sexuality? Because my first thought was Amber Rose, but I was like, I don't know if everybody agrees. You know, see what I'm saying? So are there different kind of women like embracing their sexuality? Like, you got the Amber Roses, and then who's on the other?
With everything, you have levels, or not even levels. You just have differentiation. There's a spectrum. Uh-huh. So Amber Rose is, I feel, sometimes an extreme, because she is one of those people who doesn't want to be objectified, but she objectifies herself. So it's like you're confused about what you want. You don't want people to treat you like a prop, an object, or just a sex symbol. But then you go out and treat yourself like this and get mad at people when they act in that manner. It's nothing wrong with, like, you know, embodying your sexuality, but don't make your sexuality your monetary gain and then get mad when people, you know, like, use it as, you know, use that against you. Mm-hmm. So she just seems confused sometimes in her messaging. She may be understanding of what she's talking about, but her messaging is very confusing. But I think, like, the average woman, just like the other end of the spectrum, is just the average woman knowing exactly what she wants. It's speaking up in the bedroom is a big thing now. Like, before, women would just sit the fuck back and let motherfuckers just do whatever they want to do. Now women actually speak up and say, this is how I like it, this is what I want you to do, put your tongue there, put your finger there, rub it like that. You know what I'm saying? And before, it would just be, okay, this is what, I'm just gonna sit here and I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna act like I'm having an orgasm. So I think that's the, like, most basic level of women taking control of their sexuality. And then in between, you got all of the, you know, the in between.
Ladies and gentlemen, Queen, say what I feel. I don't even
in
know.
The motherfucking
start, everybody start clapping, please. Let me get a round of applause. It's Queen Say What I Feel, ladies and gentlemen.
Along
with that, I feel like something else that has kind of happened is that, like women have kind of, like, redefined what it means to be viewed as, like, a hoe.
Oh yeah.
Or, like, you know, what it means to be promiscuous. Like, it's like, you know, no, forget what you think. You know, forget you saying that, like, if you had X amount of encounters sexually, or if you got this amount of bodies, like, you automatically a hoe. Or if you just have sex with a dude just to have sex and never text him again, then you a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, nah, like, y'all do that, so we can do that too. And that's right. Just what it is.
Hey, you know I agree with you on certain parts, G. I think women are trying to redefine that. I don't think it's been redefined at all.
I think within their community it has. To an extent. Yeah. I feel like men still kind of like, oh, you know, she a hoe.
Catching
she
up.
Slept with,
well, I mean, other women are too, though. It's not just men. Other women are too.
No, women are that's shaming women for having control over their sexual activity.
Yes, that's what I said, to an extent.
It's not, mm-hmm. yeah, there are always exceptions, but I feel like it. You can feel the shift is what I'm
yes.
saying. Like,
agreed.
It's not the same way that it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago even.
I'm yeah. so happy so. About that, because hoe is just used so loosely. Like, sex is so biological over anything. Like, it's normal. It's mm-hmm. it's not, it shouldn't be used as something to shame people, because it's literally how everybody comes into the world. So why are we, like, why in the hell are we making people feel bad for going out and having sex, as long as you're being, you know, of course, protecting yourself and all of that type of stuff? So the women who are, like you said, at, like, it's a thing. I was just talking to some of my girlfriends, and some girls still are like, you know, because they're still not shifting to that mindset. Some girls still think that, oh my God, I can't add to my body count, but you still gonna fuck this dude that you've been fucking for the longest that's been giving you mediocre dick. Or you have some girls saying the same thing, I can't add to my body count. And you're single, but you're constantly going back to the dudes that don't deserve you, like that don't even deserve to even be in bed with you. So it's like, on that other end, it's like some women are not even realizing how much they're selling themselves short for the sake of this so-called societal, like, primitive nature. When you're not, like, it's, I think I'm using that right, the right word, or prudish, you got it, nature, whatever, you got it. But like, that doesn't even apply. Like, some stuff, some things are so outdated, and people have to learn that ideals become outdated as people evolve. So like, let's not,
ladies, what she's trying to tell y'all is, if you still messing with a nigga who is still dotting and dashing, you need to level up, okay?
She's saying, like, if you dating a nigga that's taking too long to crack the code, if he taking too long to put the key in the hole,
come on now, somebody,
man, yeah. You gotta find your way, man. You gotta let that hurt go. You gotta let that nigga go.
Hey, know that there's better. I always know that there is better. Like, stop thinking that that's the only thing you can get. Even if you gotta wait for it, it's something not there for you, girl.
For sure, just for sure. Hey, man, hey, real quick, bro. Somebody who ain't let that hurt go was Wanda on that B103 joint with Cat Williams.
Y'all know interview. I still ain't watched that.
Man, you missing out. That junk is hilarious.
Yo, he...
He got lava?
He slow cooked Wanda on her own TV show. That's her radio show.
Yeah, hey, he got lava on her job, man. And then... And then had her husband meet him at the club and pull a gun on him. She weak for that.
No. Y'all don't know the whole story. See,
what's the story?
What's the heart now.
What's up?
So basically, when they both came to the facility for the thing, she was where she was with her husband, but Cat Williams was coming up on her, like, and was like, with that action, it was saying, like,
that's,
you know,
what she said. That's right.
Why, you know, that's why, you know, I said it, blah, 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 blah. So something, he said something specific.
He said, I told you, if you fucking with Cat Williams, I'm gonna make you go viral.
Yeah. And the husband was just like, you know, just calm down, like, stop or whatever. And he wouldn't stop. So the husband just pulled up his shirt to show his, you know, what he was holding. And then Cat Williams ran the fuck off. You know, because
like
he
a real nigga.
I mean, I would run the fuck off too.
I ain't mad at that.
But like, we can't say that she, you know, got him to pull the gun out on him. Like that. That's not. I don't think that's valid.
Yeah, but that version sounds better. So we gonna run with that. That'll get more clicks. We gonna run with that.
Queen with the facts.
We don't give alternative facts in my way.
You know? But no.
You know what? I gotta believe that's exactly what happens, because Cat Williams be wildin'.
He do be wildin'.
Same man that was fighting little kids in the project.
Yeah. And then the kid put him in the headlock.
Hey, the kid was whooping it.
Bro, and then like, just listening to him talk about himself on the show, like, I've sold out this arena and that arena and 1 million tickets and 1 million thousand.
He sound like that drunk ass uncle who's still living in the past. Like,
what's crazy is that Cat Williams, you really haven't done those things. Like, right. Beyonce is not selling a billion tickets. Beyonce,
1.2 million.
Jay-Z, they are not packing out venues like that across the world.
Not for no 1.2 million people.
You are not doing that, Cat Williams. You're just not.
Hey, man, did y'all see Kevin Hart interview on The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, when he called out every fact, everything. He was like, you're not selling 1.2 million. Like, that's more than Beyonce and more than Justin Timberlake put together. You're not doing that.
He's like, that's more than me, and you ain't selling more than me.
Okay, right.
And I'm like, that's facts, though.
He kept saying he the top of his game. He's the best one. Like, I like that. I mean, I understand. Like, I like the perspective that he gave, because Cat Williams would just go out and just say anything and put it in the name of comedy. But you can't be that reckless when it comes to other people, because nowadays, everything you say, before, you could say something and in an interview will get, like, you know, put to the side, or nobody don't really hear about it because it ain't on social media. But any little clickbait you have now, like, it can set a person's career off, or it can fuck their career up. So, like, just stop.
Yeah, I think Cat Williams kind of uses the controversy as a tool, like, of marketing of his platform. Because if you look back, like, I literally saw a video of Cat Williams doing push-ups, and he dissed Jamie Foxx, he dissed Steve Harvey.
Doing push-ups?
I swear to God.
Multitasking at his finest.
Cat Williams is low-key crazy. The man is doing push-ups. He like, Jamie Foxx, I'm going to put you back in the foxhole. And the nigga's just... He's going in. All of your favorite comedians, Cat Williams was going in on them in that video clip. Like, he just has problems with everybody. Like, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Because he want to be that guy, and he messed up his chance. Just like Kevin Hart said, it makes a lot of sense. Like, he messed up his chance. So,
yeah,
he feeling bad. I mean, that's just the basis of, gosh, it's just sad.
Man, Cat Williams, bro, you funny. You don't have to like beef with everybody. Like,
yeah, that's
like,
true.
You just don't have. You're a comedian. Why are you beefing with people? Like, y'all niggas get together and make people laugh.
When I heard that, or whatever, but when I saw that comedians going back from, like, okay, really, this beef culture is spreading to every industry. Let's not.
Yeah, man,
like, it's just dumb.
Yeah, man, Nicki Minaj is out here beefing with babies and shit. It's real, man.
Oh, you know, God. Y'all know me and her birthday is on the same day, so, like...
You and Nicki Minaj or you and Baby Stormy?
Me and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I'm just saying, you can share a birthday with a young icon, you know?
Yeah, I'd be like, I just be wanting to... I hold her accountable all the time, but sometimes it's just like, Onika, just stop.
That's a real name?
Yeah, Onika Mirage.
Onika.
Is it like O-H, Onika?
O-N-I-K-A.
Oh, Nika.
Oh my God, man. Bruh, so yeah, bro. Listen. You heard about your boy Aubrey Graham, man.
I heard a lot
about his ass.
What happened?
Aubrey Graham canceled two Miami concerts.
No. I didn't hear about that. Why did he cancel? They know why. Y'all know why?
Bruh, so nobody knew. And like, everybody's like assuming that, like, yo, them niggas ain't really sell out the show or whatever it is. But it's like, it's Drake and Migos in Miami.
People are
gonna
be there.
Sell out. They gonna sell out here. But like, days later, it came out that little Aubrey was sick, and that's why they canceled the whole.
Bro, why you gotta call the man little Aubrey like that? Why you gotta do that?
Because that's so weak, bro. Drake, why you can't?
He
Drake,
really could be really sick.
Tour?
That man been moving.
Yeah, bro, he could really. Hey, no, Drake, bro, no lie.
Drake got enough money where he could pay for one of them little shots, and he could become Superman in a matter of minutes.
Bro,
man.
You don't know how. Bro, you don't stop counting that man money, bro.
For
look,
real.
I done had like two gigs back to back one day. No, bro. You're supposed to be ready to die for this shit.
I'm just saying. No, my thing is, bro, you had niggas literally pre-gaming for the concert when they found out that man canceled that game. Bro, people have flown from all over, bro. Miami was like, you could see the traffic. Drake was here.
Dang.
And then he wasn't here. Like,
he canceled it like the like
4 hours before
the
show.
I know you fucking lying.
Exactly. Now you with me?
Oh, yeah, that's not okay. You knew you were sick 4 hours ago. You knew you were sick. Come on.
Hey,
no,
man.
You ain't just came down with nothing.
Bruh, I'm on bruh's side, man. You never know, man.
That is true.
You just really never know what they're going through, though. I've lately have been learning, like, to have a little sympathy for these celebrities, bruh. Like,
yeah.
I used to, I mean, this is teetering the line because we're in the age of, like, overdosing and, you know, people medicating with drugs and stuff. But I just remember seeing an interview of, like, 2 Chainz. And he was like, you know what I'm saying? People always ask me why I smoke so much. He was like, you know, they just don't know what I deal with. He was like, I got to deal with all this day-to-day stuff. I got to deal with all this album stuff. I got to deal with all these fan stuff. I got to deal with my family stuff. And then I still got to do this show and go and try to have fun on stage. He was like, I need to smoke a joint before I go out on the stage.
I
like,
feel that. That's
what I be saying, man. Yeah. Smoke your dang 2 Chainz.
Yeah, bro. So, you know, I said that to say that, you know, we just don't know. Like, maybe it's very possible that he damn sure knew, but maybe he was like, I'm gonna try to fight through this, and it just wasn't working.
True.
And, you know, he was just like, hey, like, worst come to worst, I'm really have to cancel this show. I don't want to, but I really got to cancel this show. Or he could have just been chilling with a new chick. Who knows?
He could have been chilling with that 14-year-old chick. That he's been
chilling with. Or somebody, girl, L from home.
Why are we acting like that?
Yo, the young chick, dog, that he's been sending messages to about men or boys or whatever it is, he could have been chilling with Shorty. I heard she was down here. Hey, all right, whatever. We going to move on.
Please, let's move on, man. Yeah. Look, hey, kind of in the same camp, Wayne dropping a Carter 5 on his birthday.
When's his birthday?
I don't know. It's coming up.
I think it's the 27th.
Yeah,
the 27th.
Oh, October?
Yeah.
Well, wait. September. Tomorrow's.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow, man. Wayne is dropping Carter 5.
No, man. He's dropping on Friday. He said Friday.
Okay. Y'all listening? Okay. We don't say that he's dropping it on Friday. And if he drops it tomorrow, Dre's wrong. That's just what it is. But either way, what y'all think, man? Y'all excited about this, man? What's going on?
I'm probably not going to listen to him the day of. I don't know. He's just been hit or miss for me.
Yeah. I'm not excited, bro. I already told you, bro. I'm not excited. And I just Googled it. It's the 27th, so it's coming out tomorrow.
On a Thursday?
What I say?
Well, he ain't got nobody to compete with. But anyway, man. I mean, I'm not looking forward to it, bro. I'm just really not. I seen the little promo video he did, and he was just like, you know, keep in mind that this is going to be years and years of music that you're listening to. It's not just music I just made yesterday and stuff like that.
Well, I hope, because I don't want that yesterday music.
But look, that track he dropped with Swiss Beats is horrible. I hate that joke. Like, I'm not
excited. Keep using this one song.
What else has he done? Yes, that's what I'm going to use.
He dropped a mixtape earlier this year. Dedication 6 and Dedication 6 Reloaded. But you ain't listen to it.
That's true. I listened to the newest thing.
You're so stubborn.
I am. So now that we established that, can we move the fuck on? I mean,
bro, that's what I'm saying. Hey, I feel like I don't feel like any of these albums within the series of the Carter have missed. So I'm looking forward to some good music. I'm looking forward to the 05-1 who used to wear the big jackets and the baggy jeans. Mm-hmm. The baggy jackets. Remember Wayne used to wear the baggy jackets?
If he got Manny Fresh producing, we can look forward to that. If not, we need to let them hoes go.
I don't even need Manny Fresh for a little bit, but I need
Watch your mouth now.
Okay. I know y'all are avid Manny Fresh, you know, supporters.
But I mean, a lot of his best stuff was Manny Fresh. That's all I'm saying.
For the upbeat Manny Fresh, but I need those like Mr. Carter and those kind of beats. Whoever did that ID, I don't know. I need those two. I need those kind of Wayne tracks.
You need the pre-Codeine Wayne.
Yes, where he was really
click, bang, bang.
Codeine shit then, but yeah, I need that. I need that good shit. Good shit.
Yeah, man. Hey, I guess, bro. So you're excited, I guess, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm excited because, I mean, it's Wayne. That's really what it is. Yeah. It's just like, we grew up on, or at least I grew up listening to him. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening, you know what I'm saying, watching him grow and everything like that. So you kind of hope for a good project.
Right.
If it sucks, I'd be wrong and I won't listen
to
that
shit. That's how I felt about Nicki Minaj.
But it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I want him to do well.
I do too.
Yeah,
I really do want him to do well.
We don't want him to do bad because it's Wayne. Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a hater. Like, I do want him to do well, but I just ain't got confidence in it. I can't lie.
So. Yeah, well, we gonna see. It dropped tomorrow.
It does.
I'm gonna listen to it.
Hey, let's go, man. Confirmed. Let's go, Wayne. Wayne, if you listen to this, man, we banking on you, cuz.
Hey, Wayne is listening, man. I hit up Regine when Lucci wasn't looking, and she was like, "Yeah, my daddy listen to y'all all the time." I was like, "Appreciate that, Shawty. Appreciate that, Wardy."
Yo, it makes you feel so old realizing that Regine is like grown as
like,
hell.
Like, for real?
Bruh, she real deal grown. That girl about to get married. She gonna marry Lucci.
Oh, God.
Oh, she date Lucci.
Yeah.
Oh, Lucci gonna be at homecoming. Look at bro.
Yeah, he is gonna be at homecoming. Are you ready? We might as well go there, bro. It's homecoming season, dog. Hey, listen. Listen, man, I'm gonna tell y'all, homecoming about to be loose. Like, this jump about to be loose. I'm going balls to the wall. I'm not gonna really drink like that, but
I don't even know what that means right now,
bro. Balls to the wall, bro. I'm going all in this thing, bro. Like, these parties about to be live, bro. Like,
yeah, I'm more excited about this homecoming than I have in years past, because this is the first time I'm gonna be there for the whole weekend. Yeah. Thursday at noon, I'm pulling up at Southern. I said I want 10 wet, re-wet, medium garlic grill. My wait, nigga, wait. Load me 10 up real quick.
Re-wet garlic.
You got to re-wet the mugs. Hey. You got to re-wet the mugs, cause no lie, though, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Kicking it off at Rock the Mic.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Focus.
Hey, yeah, the bitch, DT Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Man. Rock the Mic is going down. Man.
Hey, I am DJing that thing. My dog Trey is gonna be hosting that thing. It's gonna be live, man.
It's lit.
You know I'm gonna hit that stage. You know I gotta sing my signature.
Hey,
don't
let me come from behind the tables to go duo with you. Let me duo with you.
I ain't gonna lie. Last time we sang together, you ain't really, you know,
nigga,
what I'm saying, you weren't
nigga,
really.
Nigga, chill out.
Come with your
thing. Hey, tell him Tay, like, if you gonna back me up, back
come
me
with
up,
your shit now.
I need y'all to chill out. I was drinking.
Oh, ooh, man.
Just chill out. But listen, hey, real quick on homecoming. So, Tay, you ever got, like, the hey, big head type messages around homecoming season?
Always? Always.
This year, too?
This year, too? What you got?
Oh, yeah, I got, like, one. I got one.
What it say?
Well, you know, some people try to, like, you know, color things in, you know, compassion and consideration, mm-hmm, but really it's just like, I'm gonna mm-hmm be in town, what you doing, I'm trying to see you, and, you know, so that's the basis. I don't want to get into it in detail because they might know who they is, so no.
He know what he said. What you talking about?
I will not. Point him out.
He know what he said. It's the worldwide
Hey,
let me tell you something, bro. They be getting real, like, they be getting real creative with the, like, hey, big head joints. Like,
I see you
doing your thing.
Queen.
Keep it up. That's the seed. Queen. That's like the seed, right?
When you say that queen junk, I be like, oh, God.
I see you doing your thing.
That's when I
keep
take
it up.
Keep
it
up.
Hope to see you at home.
Hope we run into each other.
There's going to be a million people. You don't see hardly
nobody because you be so fucked up. Like, right. You cannot count on me during homecoming. Don't count on me.
Okay. Boy. I like that. So listen. So real quick before we leave this, do you like what will get you to bite on like a hey big head best? Like, is there do niggas just don't stand a chance from the jump, or is there like somebody who stands a chance? Like,
it depends on, okay, I'm just gonna be honest, it depends on if I had, you know, relations with you before, and it's like, okay, is that gonna be some good homecoming dick, or if it's somebody, because honestly, let's be honest, you're not trying to establish something serious during homecoming week.
No,
because if you were trying to get with that person to talk to that person, you would have did it before. So right. Homecoming weekend is strictly for dick, and if you say it's not, you lying. So okay. So dick and all that stuff. So if it depends on if I know it's you know, credible, it's from a credible source, and if that is the case, then I might bite back.
So nobody
Sherman got relations.
So nobody gets their first shot at homecoming. Like, it has to be repeat customer only.
I haven't had a lot of homecoming, so I can't say, but I'm not gonna say no. Because it depends on that person. Yeah. But for the most part, it may be a repeat. Because you know, you're seeing people you haven't seen in a while, most of the time. So it's probably that type of situation. But I'm not going to rule anything else out. But I won't be at homecoming this year, so I don't know. Y'all have a good time.
Oh, you weak with that, man. Come on, man.
Y'all have a good time.
You damn right we will.
As you should.
Right.
Hey, so bro.
Yeah.
Well, and sis, excuse me.
Queen.
What music have y'all been listening to, man?
Like, oh my God.
Oh, she ready.
I've been listening to a lot of like wavy type of just like, you know, synth electronic music. So Most of the time, I really don't know the names, but I do. I have made a playlist called Wavelengths, and you can type in wave.lengths.
Okay.
Also, like, I've been listening to, what is this called? Doja Cat song. I haven't listened to, I used to listen to her a while back, but that Moose thing is kind of annoying.
What?
Because I know her. She's a really good artist.
Thank you.
She's a really good artist.
Her music is live.
Yeah, people are crazy. People don't know. But I listened to her all the way back in 2015. So
okay.
I know I've listened to her albums over the time. So like I really fuck with her. So the Moose song, I was like, oh, okay, cute. Let's move on. Yeah. But I've been listening to this song called Life's a Bitch. I've been listening to, just a lot of different R&B and electronic music. What's his kid name? Blood Orange, Sayanka. Listen to the playlist because it has all that stuff on it.
I honestly can't recall what I be listening to. I go back and forth, man. I be trying to keep my ear to the streets because, you mm-hmm. know, we got to be in the club every Friday. So stuff like that. Oh, one song that I've been listening to, I like 1942. Y'all may have heard it, may have not. G-Eazy. Mm-hmm. Yo, got like, I heard this like 4 months ago and it was bumping. I had to wait because niggas like just wasn't on it. So people are just starting to get on it. I've been playing that joint every day, bro. That joint just rise to me.
Are you talking about the song or the album?
The song.
I don't know. Is it Yo Gotti? Like, oh, that. Yes. That shit is lit.
That joint be riding, dog.
For real.
It rides.
Don't step on my Balenciaga.
Hey, the edge of me, bro. Yo, hey, Yo Gotti be sounding the exact same on all his songs, but it'd be acceptable.
Oh, like, my God. I need it every time. Yeah, I need you to deliver it every time. I love him.
Consistency is the key. Bro, what new music you been listening to, bro?
Bro, I've been on this this new Iceberg album, bro.
Yeah.
Iceberg Live. All I Need Is One Blue Dolphin. Like,
that's not new though.
Naked Hustle Iceberg. I'm just, for those who don't know who Iceberg is. Okay. Like, that's a Dade County legend right there. He just dropped this album and it was straight, bro. It was pretty good. Like, he hasn't made music in a long time, right? Yeah, it's good to see that bro back in the studio.
Hey, bro, I'm hoping that he
keeps it going, bro.
Iceberg seen Ball Greasy out here when he was like, oh no, y'all ain't gonna do this. He's like, I'm still out here too, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm about to release something. And that's why.
Yeah. And I think it's a good time for Miami music anyway. Like, right. It's like
jump on the wave. Jump on it.
Yeah.
I ain't mad. Yeah. Jump on that. Hey, yeah. Ball Grease or Iceberg, who you got? Who you pick, bro? Who come out on top?
Come on, how you gonna do that, bro?
Who come out on top?
Iceberg, bro. Iceberg got the history.
Iceberg?
For me. Iceberg is like, he got the history, bro. We burn that dro. Yeah, we get. Come on now, that's like high school. I didn't really start rocking with Ball Greasy till like college.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? So, but right now, both of them knocking, because Ball Greasy last album was slapping too.
Right.
So,
for real. I've been his last album.
Them boys just need to collab, honestly. Them boys need to come together and make something happen.
Hey, so while we on music, bro, I think we might as well go ahead and, getting into this one hit wonder, bro. You got yours? You ready for this? Because I know mine going.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready, boy.
Hey, Tay, ooh, Queen. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what this is. All right, so we got to compete. All right, we got to compete. Got to compete. Inside joke. All right, so listen, we both got to drop a one hit wonder, and we got to see what's the best one hit wonder out of both we drop. Okay. All right, Tay, you gonna be the one to decide, cause you
the judge.
Oh God, okay.
You the judge. Tay, beat on phone. Tay, beat on phone.
You can't, bro.
Why are we talking about games? Why we don't talk about games on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, thank you. Let's move on.
I don't know what you talk about.
That's right. I have no idea, bro. What you got, bro? You going first, bro? Okay.
Ice, baby.
This here right here. All right. It don't take all that. Yeah. It don't take all that. You
ultimate one hit one.
Look. he don't really believe in that song. He's trying to catch. He don't believe in that song. He knows that song and all that. Listen.
Y'all haters.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking boy. I don't want it. That one wins, bro. It's Nasty Freestyle.
You don't choose.
Nasty Freestyle by T-Wayne, bro. What's up? That or Ice Ice Baby? Come on. Look, let's set the scenario.
Let Tay decide. She's the judge. Stop talking. Let her pick. God damn.
But we gotta set. We're not gonna set the scenario.
Do the scenario, man. Just look, you know.
Damn. Thank you, Queen.
No, there's no scenario. There's no scenario, Queen.
Because he knows
there's
no scenario. He knows he would lose.
Now choose, okay. Queen.
Oh my God. Okay, Ice Baby is like that's an ultimate one hit wonder. Like everybody know that song, like across the world.
But
the other song, what is it? First, like I
what is it? Yeah, what is it? What is
that? Damn it!
I know that song.
God, come on, yo!
Okay, I'm gonna have and y'all don't crucify me, shit.
Tay,
you don't pick mine. I'm gonna have to pick the one that
if you don't pick mine, I'm
is the
y'all.
Ultimate one hit wonder, which is Ice Baby.
Get her off of the podcast. Get her off right now.
It's the best song.
Get her off.
It ain't the best song.
Get her off right now.
Wait, let me give you my rationale.
Ain't nah, damn that. Get her off.
It ain't the best song.
Get her off.
The other one thump in the hood, but overall,
if you're listening to this, we need you on the podcast right now.
Hey. Appreciate you, Queen. You welcome back anytime.
Yes, all right,
we're gonna move on.
y'all racist, bro.
Bro. Wait, hold up now. She chose the song.
Y'all racist.
And the artist is a Caucasian man.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Y'all racist, bro. Y'all ain't for the black people. Y'all don't want to see the black man win. Y'all don't.
Here you go.
All right, are we done? All right, cool. So, did y'all hear about LMI or LMA? Some people say
with Jacquees.
LMA.
I don't think she did it. You know,
it's her team. It's her team.
Yeah.
It's a producer.
I don't think her.
Whatever.
So
go ahead, bro. You got.
Oh,
it.
All right. So you heard the song Trip she got, right?
Yeah.
Jacquees released a remix. He been doing this. He calls it a Q mix. Or Queen Mix, I get that. I call it Q Mix.
Queen Mix.
Yeah, Queen Mix or something. But he does a remix of a song, and he did a remix of Trip, and everybody was loving that one. And like, people started to say that they was loving that one more than they loved hers. Actually, from experience, every time I was in it for the last five Fridays, I've been playing Jacquees' version of Trip. Like,
oh, I'm tripping because I thought the original was with them two.
Nope.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I mean, you was even at the brunch the other week when I played his version.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So basically, what came out is that her team made Jacquees take down his version off of SoundCloud and off of YouTube.
Damn.
Right.
not damn though. That's business.
I mean, I get it.
No, I don't think it's. Yes, it's business, but it's not like. I mean, he was interfering with business, but the smart way to go about that is just do the remix and put him on it. Like you, because it's almost like Wayne doing this dedication mixtape. It's like, okay, well, your version of this song is getting too hot. You need to take that off. It's like, it's not like I'm selling it. Like, I just put it up there. Like,
my thing is, she put out that whack ass version of Boot Up remix with them
horrible,
other two people.
Horrible.
And now you're going to have somebody that got a good ass version of the
just
song.
Just put them on the official.
Yeah, like that gives you more buzz.
That's what I'm saying.
The business behind it, I do get that because, you know, this is her EP or whatever. So they want the attention to be on her. As a new
but
artist,
business wise, you'll get more buzz and have more loyalty if you just put him on the remix and do it that way versus the shutdown. And like I said, I don't think she personally made the call to take it down.
No.
But in the public eye, that's how everybody gonna view it. They're gonna be like, "Dang, she's stopping his bag." You know, that's what
his
that's
bag is. Her song. People stupid. Right. People right. are dumb. Like.
But I mean, and honestly, down the line, you could be stopping his bag because he could be getting booked shows because of that song. Like people.
But that ain't his song.
Oh,
he ain't got the rights to that.
Okay, and he's not trying to have the rights to it. But you got to know that as an artist, if people find out, some people could just find out about Jacquees from him doing the Trip remix.
Well, he needs to find another way to get people to see him. I mean,
but people blow like that all the time. That's why you got everybody on YouTube singing covers.
I mean, yeah, but
it's not like he's going around saying this is my song. He's just remixing stuff and putting it out there. It's like, okay, so it's like when T-Pain did the remix of Booty. Mm-hmm. If Black Youngster would have said, hey, you know, take all that down. It's like, it's not like he's going around saying this is my song. He just did the remix. And if some people happen to like that version and want to book him because he did that version, he's not just going to be there just singing Booty for nine hours. Like, he's going to run through his catalog, but that's just, that song happened to get him booked at this show.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
I get it, but I know she didn't personally do that. It definitely didn't seem...
I feel like a part of it was because his version is really good.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's really good. His version is really good. Like, it's almost too close. So that's probably why they were like, nah, bro, you putting pressure on us a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to pull that real quick. Yeah, we're going to have to pull you, Jack.
And he did the same melody, the same pattern, the same cadence, everything.
Oh, for real?
I
ain't even comparing them.
Man, it's just like it. Like, I'm telling you, when I'm in the club, I go back and forth between them. Like, it's perfect. Mm. Like, it's live, man, but...
No wonder I thought it was the same damn song.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, man. Anyway, so, NFL, you watch the NFL, Queen?
No. Oh, I wasn't a watcher before, so, I mean, I don't care about that stuff.
All right, well, do you think Cap gonna get signed? Do you care if he gets signed?
I think, do I care if he gets signed? If he wants to be signed, yes. If he wants, like, I don't know if he wants to continue. I know he wants to continue activism, but I don't know if he wants to do that completely full time. And I know that is a lot.
Right.
But if he is, like, pursuing a career still in the NFL, yes, I think he should get signed. However, it's like, damn, it's the same people that have been shitting on you, the same industry that's been shitting on you for the longest.
Right.
And so it's like, even if you do get signed, you're going to have to go back to conforming to the standards of the NFL. Yeah. So it's like, man, I don't know. Maybe you can find, it's always, maybe football is not his end-all, be-all. Maybe it turns into something bigger than that. And I can see that happening. Dog, who opening and closing the door?
Man, that's Jamila over there opening and closing the door, man.
Golly, what?
Man, I told dog, man.
Yeah, that sounds like one of the doors on one of those scary movies.
Yeah, I was like, damn, it's so clear.
I told her, dog. She think I be lying, dog. So look, if you listen to this, just know that she thought I'd be lying when I say we hear you opening and closing doors.
Come on, Jamila.
Y'all gotta get up on that, man.
But yeah, if he comes back, that'll be good. I just hope he knows how to, like, you know, he'll know how to maneuver through it.
Yeah, he's smart. What you about to say, bro?
I was just about to say, it's interesting, this whole situation, because, like, now there are more talks of him being re-signed because the 49ers, the team he used to play for, they just lost their quarterback.
Yeah, just got hurt.
He just got hurt. So it's like, who you going to sign? Who you going to sign?
They ain't signing him.
And nobody expected him to get this huge deal with Nike. Nike owns, or at least they manufacture, or they design all the uniforms and logos in the National Football League. I mean, it's not impossible that they can sign him again. So it's just kind of wild. Like, yo, what if he re-signed with them? Like, what if he goes to play with them again? And if he does, are people going to now say, all right, I'm standing with Cap, and I'm about to watch this game. Where are we going? Buffalo Wild Wing? What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? Like,
we doing.
What's
we
up? Doing. So... Yeah, it's interesting though. Like, I don't know. I haven't been watching. I feel like the most I've seen of a football game was when I went to brunch and the Dolphins happened to be playing. And the Dolphins 3-0 right now. And you know, I'm just, you know, I'm glad that they're 3-0, even though I'm not watching much of football at all anymore. But I don't know, man. I would be happy for him because I mean, I know he at least. He was used to having this style of living, and he was, you know, he was able to support his family and people, probably like friends and the, you know, those that are around him. And like, he's definitely suffered from this, you know, being out of work And, you know, Nike kind of helped to revive that, but he probably paying some folks back. You know, he probably like, all right, I know I was a little late on this, but I got you covered now. You know, so I would be happy for him, you know, to get the opportunity to play again. And that's the game that he loves, too.
Yeah.
He didn't choose for all this stuff to happen. Right. You know what I'm saying? He was just trying to use his voice, so.
I did read that Nike was paying him the whole time anyway, though. He'd been getting paid from Nike this whole time.
Oh, like, for real?
Yeah. He ain't been.
Since when?
Like, he's always, from what I think he's always had a contract with Nike. And so when all this happened, like, they continued to pay him.
That's dope if that happened.
So I don't know if he always had that contract, but I did read that he has been getting paid from Nike since all this has been happening. Like, they didn't just start paying him when they came out with the campaign. Like, they've been paying, bro, the whole time.
That's crazy.
I think it'll be just like how Muhammad Ali was, and, you know, he had those times where, you know, a lot of times where he was being an activist and he was speaking out, and then, you know, he would not be playing, not be in the ring sometimes, and then he came back and stuff like that. Even though, you know, it's so much more put into one person when it comes to boxing. I still think that Kaepernick can kind of pull an Ali and like learn how to use the NFL to his advantage when it getting his message out. I think he can do that.
I'm gonna need you to not call him Kaepernick. Okay.
Kaepernick.
Yeah, that's number one. Yeah.
Sports.
No one says sports, first of all.
Right? All right, that's enough. That's
bro, with the Kawhi laugh. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
My nigga, yo, I don't know where Kawhi Leonard learned to laugh, but he need to take that shit back, because that ain't how we do it.
He learned to laugh in Miami, bro. That's where
bro. He laughed like he learned to laugh yesterday. That shit was so uncomfortable.
Facial expressions and everything. Hey, man, on that note, man, we gonna have to end this thing, man. It's been real, man. Queen, you had a good time?
Yes, I loved it.
Man, we appreciate you so much coming through, man. Yes, for real.
First guest.
Your perspective. Love the insight always.
All that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So
when y'all blow up and shit, I'm the first one, you know.
Blow up to
it. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We won't forget. Believe that. So, hey, y'all, let's listen. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. You see a post via social media, tag two of your friends and two of your friends' friends.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I'm saying? Get the word out about the pod, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, so, let me plug.
Go ahead, plug your platform.
Okay.
Plug your platform, girl.
My name is Tayjian, but I'm also Queen Say What I Feel. So please follow me at Queen Say What I Feel on Instagram, on Facebook. Also go to my website where I post conversations to incite action at queensaywhatifeel.com. You can watch my posts and conversations, or you can read my blog and daily vlogs when I went to Africa. So yeah, it's all there. So go there.
Hey, she was really in Africa, y'all. That joint was live. You really got to check that out on her site. Yes. Like, shout out to going over there. She was over there for how long? You was over there?
2 weeks.
That's goals, man. That's goals, bro.
That was live. I've been trying to get to Wakanda forever, man. But it's been real, y'all, man. It's the big dog, Dre Day.
It's your boy, Bees.
Queen, Say What I Feel.
And we out.